Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs, bringing you today's installment of Mishneh Yomi. Yesterday we started chapter 4, Eviduyot, mentioned the egg born on Yom Tov, which is also the first Mishnah back in Beitzah, back in Seder Moedim. And now in Mishnah Beit, we contrast Behema Shenolda B'Yom Tov, an animal was born on Yom Tov, Mazel Tov, Hakom Modim, Shehi Muteret. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel agree, you could eat this animal on Yom Tov, unlike the egg, which was considered prepared the day before Yom Tov, which could be on Shabbos, and a problem according to Beis Hillel. The animal is not really ready until it's actually born. Now, this animal is only edible on Yom Tov if the mother was set aside to be Yom Tov lunch. If the mother was already mukseh, set aside for food purposes on Yom Tov, then if the animal is actually born on Yom Tov, it can also be eaten. The Mishnah contrasts ve'efroach, a newborn chick that's just pecked out of the egg, sheyotza min habeitza, just left the egg, is really just been born, hakol modim shu aser. Everyone agrees it's forbidden to eat this new chick. Now the Bartner explains this isn't a Yom Tov problem, it's mishum sheretz ha'of, because it's a yucky, creepy, crawly kind of flying creature. Now, the Mefarshim point out, once this chick gets a little bit bigger, and it's actually like a real chick that opens its eyes and walks around and does normal baby chicken kind of things, it would actually be allowed to eat it. Because people do eat small birds, at least they used to back in Mishnaic times. It's when it's like really newborn and the eyes are still closed and it's just kind of flopping around. If you've ever seen, you know, new chicks, they're like that. It's disgusting to eat such a thing. And so when we say sherets here, we don't mean literally a sherets, which are specific creatures defined by the Torah that are not only usher to eat, but they also bring contamination if they're dead. This just means sherets as in it's yucky and no one eats it. And there's a pasuk, al tishaksu, don't eat disgusting things, don't do disgusting things, and eating a newborn chick would fall in that category. The Mishnah goes on, a shochet chayev of b'yom tov. What if you want to have Yom Tov lunch, so you need to slaughter your wild animal, like a deer that you had caged up, or a bird? Now, the issue here is it requires covering up some of the blood. The blood that first comes out during Shechita has to be covered in dirt or dirt equivalent, called kisui, covering, hadam, the blood. Now, it's interesting, behemot, animals that can go up on the Mizbeach in the temple, they don't require kisui hadam because their blood is used as atonement in the Beis HaMikdash. We should see this speedily in our days. But wild animals and birds, which do not go on the Mizbeach typically, they need kisui hadam for various Kabbalistic reasons. So what does he do on Yom Tov? Beit Shammai Orim Yachpor Bedeker Vichase. He could scoop out with his spade and then cover with the dirt. Now, the Gemara points out that this only works if the spade was already in the ground, Erev Yom Tov, and if the dirt is loose, not if he's like digging into hard dirt. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel disagrees, and they are machmer. They say, lo yishchot, can't slaughter the bird or the wild animal, ela imken hayalo afar muchan, unless he had dirt already ready to go, you know, nice, soft, loose dirt ready to cover the blood, erev yom tov. Modim, but they do agree, she'im shochat, that bidiavad, bidievid, if he already did the shechita thinking there was dirt available, and it turns out, hey, where's the dirt? Uh-oh. She'yachpor bedeker v'chase. Then you could do like Beis Shammai suggests, and use the shovel that's already in the loose dirt to just scoop it up and cover it. And they also agree, she'efer kira muchanhu, the ash that's already in the stove from Erev Yom Tov, that is considered muchan, it is considered usable, and our sages learn out that ash is kind of equivalent enough to dirt, afer ve'efer, that it could be used for kisui adam. So if somebody had some ashes in the fireplace, they're allowed to use them for other needs on Yom Tov, they could also use them for kisui hadam, to enable slaughtering their birds or deer for Yom Tov lunch. Now on to Mishnah Gimel, Beit Shammai Omrim, Hevker La'anim Hevker. Something declared ownerless to the poor, it is legally considered ownerless, but only for poor people. This word Hevker is also written Hefker, Mitafei in some places with an F sound, but Hevker has the same meaning. And it's interesting, the Rav Bartner in his parish actually has the Fei. He has Hefker instead of Hevker, which at least the Art Scroll Mishnayos does have the vase. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel disagrees, that they say, Eino Hevger, Od Sheyivger, Afle Ashirim, Kishmita. They say something is not legally ownerless unless it's literally ownerless and anyone can take it, like the Shemitah year, like the sabbatical year when all the Shemitah produce is ownerless for anyone to go and take. So it comes out this is a leniency of Beit Shammai, who allows someone to designate his ownerlessness towards the poor people alone. The next machlog is Kol Omrei Hasodei Shel Kavkav. If all of the bundles, the sheaves that they've tied up in the field are a kav of grain each. The echad shel arba kavim, but there's one mega bundle that's four times the size of the other bundles. Ushchocho, and the owner or his workers forgot it on the field. Beit Shammai omrim eino shichcho. Beit Shammai says this does not have the legal status of shichcho, forgotten, which means sheaves that are left on the field when they take everything off that are forgotten have to be left there permanently for the poor people to come and take. The reasoning being this one is so large and noticeable that obviously even if they forgot it, they didn't really forget it. It'll be like, hey, where's that big one? They're going to remember it. It's not like all the other ones that are, you know, nondescript. Beit Hillel omim shicha. Beit Hillel says lamaisa, once they've left the field with their bundles, even if they forgot the special bundle, it is legally belonging to the poor. Yeshar kohachem, tizku l'mitzvot.